Hello. Oh, Michael. Hi, baby. I wasn't expecting you. You got my text, right?
What text?
I sent it last night. Well, something kind of came up, and you really didn't get it? Oh, damn. I never sent it. I'm so sorry. I've got a frat thing tonight with Carl. Some wealthy alum is in town, and he's taking the whole frat house out to dinner. It's a big dress-up affair. I've been so excited about it, I didn't think to make sure you knew that I had to cancel our date tonight. I haven't gotten dressed up in so long. I'm sorry, baby, but I guess this is one of those things that was bound to happen at some point. I mean, I'm still pretty new with this whole balancing two guys thing. You've understood from the beginning that, well, I mean, I know this sounds harsh, but Carl is my boyfriend, and you are the other man in my life. You really do mean so much to me, but baby, you know it has to be this way. Carl would never understand, and he can't find out about us. I know how you feel about him, and I know how you feel about me. And there may come a day when I need you more than him, but right now, tonight at least, I guess I might just need him a little more. I don't expect you to understand, but you, for some reason, you do always seem to understand. You're always so good to me. Believe me, baby, I couldn't do something like this if I felt I was hurting you. You told me you thought you could handle this, that you'd be okay with this arrangement, even knowing that Carl was going to come first sometimes. I guess this is just one of those times. Having even a little bit of me would be better than not having me at all. Isn't that how you said it? I hope you still feel that way. Do you? Do you still feel that way? Okay, so you're okay? I mean, really okay. You know, I feel worse about disappointing you right now than I felt about cheating on Carl. Oh, good. I knew you would understand. And look, you brought me flowers and a bottle of my favorite wine. What do you say? Let's open it up and have a glass of that wine right now. This really came up all of a sudden. Carl only found out about it yesterday, and he started making plans. He's making a really big deal about it. He rented a limo and everything. You know, you really caught me in the middle of getting ready to go out. I was just putting on my makeup. Here, sit down for a minute at least. Hey, are you okay? Are you sure? You know, I wouldn't just break our date if it really wasn't something important. I told you in the text that never got sent that I'd make it up to you, and I'd make it really special just for you. And I really mean it tomorrow night. Well, let's just say that it will make any disappointment from tonight seem pretty insignificant, if you know what I mean. See, you're such a good sport. You always know how to make me so happy. Oh, let me wipe my lipstick off your face. I don't usually wear this much makeup. There, that's better. You've never seen me in this old robe, have you? It's pretty ugly, but I just can't seem to throw it out. Besides, if I make a mess with my makeup, it won't matter. Speaking of that, I guess I should finish putting it on. God, I am so excited about going out tonight. I'm wearing that black dress, the one hanging there on the door. It's kind of low cut in the front, but it's long enough that I won't be showing off my ass every time I bend over. I know Carl's gonna like the way it clings around my hips, and, well, it's tight in all the right places. Have you ever seen me in it? No? Oh, then I guess you are going to get to see me in it before Carl does. I shouldn't be talking so much. Hey, baby, do me a favor. Would you mind brushing my hair while I finish putting on my makeup? You really are so sweet. And I can see you better in the mirror now, too. I love it when you do that. There, what do you think? I know it's a little more makeup than I usually put on, but this is going to be such a dress-up event, and I know that the other girls are going. They're all going to be made up to the max. Yeah, kind of a fashion show competition in a way. And you know me when I get competitive. I'm wearing those black stockings and heels too. No way I'm not going to be noticed tonight. You've never seen me this dressed up before, have you? Hold on a second. Let me just get the stockings. My hair looks fine, but you can keep brushing it a little more while I slip these on my legs. I really do like it when you brush my hair. I hardly ever wear stockings, just tights in the winter, pantyhose on occasion. No, these don't need a garter. They stay up pretty well on their own. I do like the way they feel, really very silky. Maybe I should wear them more often. Well, now that my makeup is all set, I guess I can get rid of this robe. Why are you staring at me like that in the mirror? Oh, you noticed my new bra? Yeah, it does do nice things to my breasts. It's quite sheer, isn't it? And my nipples kind of poke out through it a little bit when they're hard like this. And it pushes everything up just enough. You stopped brushing my hair, baby. No, that's okay. It looks perfect. I was really just enjoying you doing that for me. Thank you. That was really nice. Would you just do one more thing for me? Help me put this choker on. I can never get the clasp on the back. I know. The black velvet is going to look really nice with the dress. Oh, you made that seem so easy. Oh, hey, you're still okay, right? I wouldn't want to go out tonight thinking about how I made you feel bad. Got a little smile for me? You are so sweet. Don't worry. I'm going to make this up to you. There it is. I knew you had a nice smile in there. Okay. Let me just stand up and face you. I want to give you the whole before the dress goes on package. Well, what do you think? Nothing to say? Oh, baby, the look on your face. I've never seen anyone try to look everywhere all at the same time. Oh, I was wondering when you'd notice that. You are witness to my first thong experience. Well, Carl bought me this bra and panty set from Victoria's Secret. They were delivered today, all gift wrapped. The panties, they're... Well, let's just say, since this is the first time I've ever worn a thong, yeah, I had to groom a little or it would have looked weird. And well, one thing just seemed to lead to the next, and I guess you can say I got a little carried away. I said, what the heck? And I just shaved it clean. Hey there, Yoo-hoo, you're just staring. You know, I did it so that I could wear these panties for Carl, but actually, I was really thinking about how you were really the one who would appreciate it. I mean, Carl hardly spends any time exploring down there. If the lights are out, he might not even notice. But you, on the other hand, the things you love to do to me down there. Want to see it? The limo won't be here for at least a half hour, so we actually have a little time. I can just slip this thong off. The dress can wait for another few minutes. I'll just sit back down, spread my legs for you. It looks so different, doesn't it? Come here, baby. You can take a closer look. You know, I've been wondering ever since I shaved it, what your tongue would feel like on it. Would you do that for me, baby? You know that I'm going to make everything right for you later. I'll do anything, and I really do mean anything you want. I really owe you for messing up our plans for tonight. So why don't you just come here? Let me find out if it feels different. Please? Oh, that's it. God, that looks so sexy from this angle. Your face between my legs, my black stockings framing your face. Oh, please, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can do that. Oh my God, you can. Oh, it really feels more sensitive. I can feel your lips and your tongue. Oh my God, this feels so good. You know, we really don't have to wait until tomorrow. This dinner is supposed to end early. I should be back here by 11. Maybe we could... No, baby, don't stop. Oh God, please don't stop. But maybe, could you come back here tonight around 11-ish? Ooh, you could even hang out here if you don't want to walk back to your place. Would you like that, baby? Are you nodding your head? Oh, yes? Oh God, I'm so close. If you were here when I got back, ooh, ready? Oh, the things I would do for you. All about you. Just don't stop. Not now. I'm so close. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. Baby, you're so good to me. That was amazing. More amazing than usual, for that matter. It really did feel different for me, shaved like this. Did you like it too? I know, baby. I know. You always like making me feel good. Ooh. And you know, I was serious about tonight. I told Carl I couldn't stay out too late, and I really am planning to be back here by 11. Would you, you know, meet me back here then? I promise I'll make it all about you. I really want to make this up to you. And what I'm thinking, I think I'd want to come back here and find you lying on that bed, totally naked, waiting patiently for me to arrive. So why don't you just help me put my dress on, zip up the back, okay? Now, just picture it. You're waiting, totally naked, no socks, nothing. I'm picturing a couple of candles, and I walk in, dressed up, just like this. I think you'd like that, wouldn't you? You totally naked, me all dressed up sexy like this. And baby, I'll do anything that you want me to do. Any kinky fantasy that you want to explore. I'll be so ready to please you. I'll be thinking about it all night, coming home to you, waiting for me like that. Are you up for it, baby? Oh, please, let me just do this for you. Oh, yes? Oh, that makes me so happy. I'd give you a big kiss, but I don't want to mess up my makeup. I'll send you a text as soon as I'm sure about the time. This is going to be even better than you could ever imagine. Oh, that's my phone. It's Carl. The limo is on the way. But 11 p.m. I can't wait.